So as I mentioned, we're actually in a pretty interesting time as far as computer architecture is concerned. I mean, if you look actually downstairs, where we have rather archaic machines, apart from our shared memory SGI system, the SP2 in some sense is an architecture that probably won't be built for a while again, because it's a closely coupled distributed memory system without any special hardware for shared memory. So that represents in some sense an architecture of the past, because I believe all future machines of that type, including the next generation of machines from IBM, will have some form of hardware assist for shared memory. It will be different by different vendors, and it's not quite clear what's a good idea. Convex will do one thing, and Cray SGI another, and IBM yet a third thing, that's the leading vendors. But they all are committed to a shared memory architecture, but it's all this so-called distributed shared memory, which is a shared memory hardware built in the NUMA fashion, non-uniform memory fashion, out of distributed memory components. So you take the basic architecture, which is nodes with their own memory, but you just have hardware-assisted access so that you can access the memory of remote processors directly. And I told you why that has to happen. That's because users have voted with their pocketbooks, and they buy such machines preferentially because they're easier to run. However, so if you listen to Ken Kennedy, his compiler group will be focusing in, I think, the next three to five years on how to build compilers for this so-called distributed shared memory system. It's viewed as the most important challenge.